This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Indian ambassador calls on Prime Minister Balendra Shah to discuss bilateral issues. Five bodies spotted near Yalungri Peak await official identification after helicopter rescue halted. And Chinese authorities evacuate more than a million people from their homes in eastern China as Typhoon Dolphin made landfall. Now the news in detail. The ambassador of India to Nepal, Navin Srivastav, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar today. During the meeting, the two officials discussed bilateral relations, mutual interest and areas of ongoing cooperation between Nepal and India. Ambassador Srivastav extended congratulations and best wishes on behalf of the Government of India, expressing a commitment to further strengthening historical ties. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, brief discussions were also held on bilateral development projects, economic cooperation and trade promotion. The Prime Minister is also slated to meet ambassadors of other friendly countries today and in the coming days. Thousands of devotees gathered at the Pashupati temple and major religious sites across Nepal today to mark the final Monday of the holy month of Shravan. Worshippers began lining up at the Pashupatinath temple in the early morning hours to perform rituals and offer prayers to Lord Shiva, a practice considered specially auspicious during Shravan. To accommodate the high turnout and visiting Bolbom pilgrims, the Pashupati Area Development Trust implemented crowd management measures including security deployments, volunteer coordination, health camps and drinking water stations. Similar religious gatherings were reported at prominent Shiva temples nationwide. Devotees took ritual dips and offered prayers at Gokarneshwar, Santaneshwar, Doleshwar, Kirateshwar, Bhaleshwar and Sangha in Kabre Palanchok, as well as major pilgrim hubs including Devghat in Tanau and Galeshwar in Meghdi district. Search and rescue operations at the Yalungri Peak in the Rolwaling region of Dholka were suspended as severe weather grounded rescue helicopters attempting to retrieve five bodies recently spotted near base camp. Local residents in Gauri Sankar Rural Municipality, Ward No. 9 in Dholka District, reported sighting the remains, which authorities believe belong to the five foreign climbers missing since an avalanche that struck the 5,630-meter peak on the 3rd of November 2025. Bad weather has prevented a recovery team deployed by the Dream Destination from reaching the site to confirm identities, according to District Police Office Dholka. The avalanche originally trapped a 15-member expedition of Nepali and foreign climbers, resulting in 8 rescues and 2 confirmed fatalities, identified as Padam Tamang of Dholka and Meri Karki of Solukhumbu district. The remaining 5 missing mountaineers include Manfredi Cristina Andri of France, Paolo Cocco and Marcos Kilcher of Italy, Jakub Istriwer of Germany and Marco Di Marcello of Canada. Search efforts were called off last November due to heavy snowfall, with local officials anticipating the remains would resurface during the seasonal thaw. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Chinese authorities have evacuated more than a million people from their homes in eastern China, including the financial capital Shanghai, as Typhoon Dolphin made landfall. The typhoon brought heavy rain and halted transportation across the region. Nearly 1,000 fighters were cancelled in Shanghai alone. While authorities have downgraded Dolphin to a tropical storm, they continue to warn of torrential rains, severe flooding and the risk of landslides through to Wednesday as the storm moves north. Chinese authorities had earlier issued their highest level red alert for Dolphin, which is the strongest storm to hit China this year. It packed maximum wind speeds of 150 kilometers per hour when it first slammed into Yuhuan in the Zhejiang province at 5:30 p.m. local time on Sunday before making a second landfall in the city of Wenzhou about an hour later, according to the meteorological authorities. Heavy rain was forecast on Monday for the provinces of Shandong, Henan, Hubei, Anhui, Jiangsu, Jiaxing, and the city of Shanghai. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's 15-point plan for Gaza, stating that no military pullout will happen until Hamas is genuinely disarmed. Trump's Board of Peace said last month it had reached an agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza, but Hamas said handing over its heavy weapons was contingent on Israel ending all forms of aggression and withdrawing its forces from Gaza. On Sunday, a senior Board of Peace official insisted the U.S.-backed peace plan for the territory remained the only way forward. Israel has continued to carry out strikes on Gaza since agreeing to an initial ceasefire in the territory last October. Netanyahu said at a cabinet meeting on Sunday that Israel rejects the 15-point document. He said the Israeli military will not carry out any withdrawal until Hamas is genuinely disarmed and will continue to thwart threats against their forces and citizens. A Hamas official told the media on Sunday that the group reaffirms its commitment to the agreement and it was ready to engage seriously and responsibly in implementing the 15-point plan. Thousands of protesters in the eastern Indian state of Jharkhand are marching to the state assembly to demand reforms in their recruitment exams. Students, job seekers and volunteers have been demonstrating in the state capital Ranchi for over 2 weeks demanding an overhaul of the state's government exam system. Despite multiple rounds of talks and the government accepting several demands, protesters say the agitation will continue until all their demands are met. The protest comes weeks after thousands of young Indians attempted to march to the National Parliament in Delhi amid the massive cockroach protest over exam paper leaks. India's Cockroach Janata Party, which is not a political party, called off its 5-week-long protest on the 25th of July after Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned. The CJP had attracted support from students based in different states of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Indian ambassador calls on Prime Minister Balendra Shah to discuss bilateral issues. 5 bodies spotted near Yellungri Peak await official identification after helicopter rescue halted. And Chinese authorities evacuate more than 1 million people from their homes in eastern China as Typhoon Dolphin made landfall. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.